I happened to be browsing one of the annual Journals of Roman Archaeology and came across something surprising amid all the arcane scholarly writing. It was the debut article by a woman in Baltimore who only had a BA in dramatic arts. Her advanced degree is a Maryland Senior Cosmetologist license. She's a hairdresser. Aaron Henkin reports on how Janet Stevens has shaken up the world of classical history.
Use the banister, because these stairs can be tricky. And watch your head, because there's low beams.
Janet Stevens has the freakiest basement I've ever been in. You turn the corner at the bottom of the stairs, and whoa!
It is a little creepy. I have heads on pike staffs in my basement.
A whole row of mannequin heads mounted on spikes.
I can't tell you how many workmen I have turned pale and nearly fainted as they come down to read the meter.
Now, once you get over the shock, you notice something about these heads. They're sporting some pretty wild hairdos. Stacks of braids shaped into crowns and bangs coiled into curlicues.
This is Faustina the Younger's first hairstyle, which is just wicked, wicked complex. But it involves practically the entire array of Roman hairdressing techniques. So that was a tour de force.
Stevens works as a hairdresser at a high-end salon in Baltimore. She styles her clients' hair in ultra-modern updos and undercuts. Down here, she's perfecting styles a couple of millennia out of date. Her mannequins are a timeline of Roman hairdressing across the first and second centuries.
This is Empress Plotina. Her hairstyle never caught on, though it's probably the most modern-looking hairstyle of all of them. It has a ponytail on the top of the head that is rolled backwards and then is fanned out.
So Janet Stevens got interested in Roman hairstyle 7 years ago when she wandered into the Walters Art Museum here in Baltimore, killing some time on a rainy weekend. She strolled through a gallery of marble heads. All the famous Romans were there: Nero, Tiberius, Marcus Aurelius, Alexander the Great. And when she came across Empress Julia Domna, she was blown away.
In the front, around the face, you see these two fat rope braids flanking the face. And as you go farther and get toward the back of the hairstyle, you see that the hair from the shoulder and the face cross in the back of the head.
Stevens will actually go on like this for another 2 minutes straight about the technical wonders of this hairdo. Long story short,
it's big hair. It's big, big hair.
Hairstyles were a big deal to the Romans, but not so much so for scholars of the Romans. Maybe that's because for so many years the scholarship was all done by men. Some academics, probably bald ones, thought the hairdos were wigs. Others said the dos were the sculptors showing off using artistic license. Janet Stevens thought those ideas were cop-outs. She could feel they were the real thing. But when she tried to make one,
I failed utterly. I could not make it hold together using modern tools. It was misshapen. It kept falling apart. It would have been impossible and uncomfortable to wear.
Stevens was reading everything she could get her hands on about Roman lifestyle. She used period tools, a wooden comb, natural oils, no aquanet, no blow dryer. But there was a secret to these hairdos, and she couldn't find it.
Every time I would find a new book, I would excitedly go to the index place where they said hair, and there would be just an anodyne statement about, well, the hair was done this way, with no footnotes. So as I got farther and farther back, it was almost more of a process of forgetting what I knew, and then just pressing the reset button on my brain and saying, okay, just stop. Don't think about what you know. Just look at the stuff.
So she went from the art museum to the archaeology museum, the one at Johns Hopkins University. And that's where she hit the jackpot.
The shelf here that we're looking at is a shelf dedicated to items used for personal care, especially by women.
Erica Valladares teaches classics at Johns Hopkins.
But then you see these longer, very simple needles. And this is one of Janet Stevens' greatest revelations to us. These needles, the assumption was that they were just needles used for sewing, but we didn't know what they were sewing. They seem extra long and extra hefty.
Why are they so big? What are they meant to sew?
Janet went back to her mannequin heads, threaded up a needle, and
holy cow, I can do anything. I can do this style, I can do that style. All of them are possible now. The needle and thread allows you to stiffen and strengthen hair that has been teased to the point where it's almost as firm as a sofa cushion if you do it right.
And finally, she found a bit of scholarship to back her up. the 2nd century grammarian Sextus Pompeius Festus.
Where he says, Acus dicitur, qua sarcinatrix uel etiam ornatrix utitur, which means a needle, that which the cloth mender and the hairdresser use.
As they say, QED.
Well, it was about a year ago, and I was in the library studying, and I stumbled upon a little flyer.
Jackie Rose is a senior at Johns Hopkins. She has straight brunette hair that cascades all the way down her back.
And it said, wanted people with long hair. I'll pay you money to have your hair done. It seemed a little bit dodgy, but no, actually. She was a very nice lady, turns out.
First, get you all combed out. And this is some almond oil with a little bit of jasmine essence in it so that it smells nice. Yeah, so at least you might leave a little oily, but you'll smell good. We're doing on Jackie what is believed to be the oldest Roman hairstyle, that of the Vestal Virgins.
Stevens has published her work in classics journals. She doesn't have a PhD, but she's become enough of a scholar to pick fights with other scholars, even dead ones.
There was a German scholar called Rosbach who just blithely stated that because there are six Vestal Virgins, there are six braids in the hairstyle. And so nowadays, this style, which was initially known as the Senecrinus, which means old hairstyle in Latin, is now equally known as the Sexcrinus, which means six hairstyle, six braids, which is, to me, a complete invention. You okay? Am I pulling too hard? You good? Okay. Keep twisting, twist, twist, twist. Now this final braid, the little seventh braid, gets twisted around my fingertips and just tucked into the top of that group of six overlapped braids. And that was the giveaway. That little loop that rises up over the top was the giveaway that there were seven braids instead of just six.
It takes a half hour of twisting and tugging and braiding and pinning to give Jackie Rose a swirling wreath of braids perched atop her head like a crown of laurel. She poses while Stevens photographs her work.
Yeah. My hair has turned into like a contraption on my head. It's kind of like a winter cap a little bit. It's snug.
Now, honestly, apart from the comfort factor, the Vestal Virgin hairdo is a little too virginal for a modern woman. Stevens is going to undo the braids before Jackie goes back to campus. But all this work isn't about looking fresh, people. It's about the search for truth.
This isn't to say that these hairstyles are beautiful to us, but this was what they valued. So I am not judgmental. I just try to recreate them as accurately as I can, and what people's opinions are of them is not really my concern.
For Studio 360, I'm Aaron Henkin.
You can see a slideshow of Janet Stevens' depictions of the hairdos of antiquity on our website, studio360.org. And while you're there, we've got an idea. Let us know if you've ever styled your hair in some highly old-fashioned way. If you've got some photos to prove it, share them with us on our Facebook page.